Welcome, welcome, welcome from wherever or whenever you may be tuning in. You're listening to Deeper Visions. Coming in from California, I'm your podcaster, Nia Riley, and today we're looking into how social oppression and conversations we wish we had / regret affect our lives and society. The topic themes are coming from a book my class recently read called The Pearl. Now in The Pearl, a baby gets sick, and when the doctor is asked to help the baby, he refuses because of the race and the amount of money the family has. Later, the family becomes rich, and many come out to take the riches, which puts the family in very hard positions. The family flees from their hometown, but in the end, loses something very dearly to them. Today, many use their power and their privilege to bring down others, such as police brutality. Many policemen and women use their protection under the law to falsely accuse, beat, and kill many people today. These actions can leave many oppressed, and some just not mentally stable. The consequences for these policemen and women's actions are not as harsh as they should be. The law is very, very lenient with police privileges, and in result, many people end up in jail for all the wrong reasons. Another way social oppression is used on others is through sexuality. In the last few years, the LGBTQ+ community have become more open about their community to the world. Many have shamed, disrespected, and said rude and mean things because they don't like how they're living or who they want to live with, which shouldn't matter to them because you're not them and you're not living their life. A person who does these things and discriminates against these beautiful people is called a homophobe. A homophobe sees a lot of things in black and white, like a man and woman are supposed to be together, and a man works while the woman stays at home. Over the years, many women have stood up and taken charge in how they are treated and how much authority they get and how much respect they get. A lot of people have protested and fought for these women's rights, authority, and respect, which many are starting to get. Many celebrate their coming out to their true sexuality at the yearly pride festivals all around the world. Another theme that The Pearl explores is conversations we wish we had / regret. With suicide rates increasing, many wonder if that one argument drew their loved one to do this, or if they would have just talked to him or her earlier, maybe they wouldn't be in this situation. The truth is, we'll never know. But we can take the time to tell our loved ones we love them and appreciate them. Let them know you'll be by their side and help them through the hard times. And that you're just their right-hand man or woman. A small conversation with a simple show of gratitude and love can really change someone. Could potentially help one look at life in a new perspective. Just because one is entitled to their own opinions and are more privileged than others. It doesn't mean they're better or more respected than anyone else. We should be treating all people the same, rich or poor, white or black, sick or healthy, straight or gay. We are all people. We should all be treated equally.